Good evening and welcome again to Your Legal Rights on KALW FM 91.7 in San Francisco. I'm your host, Jeff Hayden. Recent shows focused on the pandemic, and then just as we're starting to recover from a pandemic, slowly inching our way out from various shelter-in-place orders, events overtook us, and our programming of late focused on the pandemic, as well as some of the crises of justice and conscience and the resulting unrest. And things appeared to be escalating. With all that's been underway, people are left to try to find help for myriad legal problems. But with a shelter-in-place order in effect, help has been hard to find. Tonight, we're here to offer advice that assists you in finding help. There's much to discuss. Our phone number right here is 415-841-4134. That's our number in the studio, 415-841-4134. If you're outside of the local calling area, and for most purposes, that means if you're outside of San Francisco, call us toll-free at 866-798-8255. Again, that's 866-798-8255. Bear in mind that our attorney guests cannot provide you precise legal advice as we won't have all the facts relating to a given case. However, we're happy to pass along the legal principles to assist you in your decision-making. Our phone number again, 415-841-4134. Joining us tonight, Tila Chalmers runs the Alameda County Bar Association and their pro bono program, Legal Access Alameda. She's also the chair of the Statewide Disaster Legal Assistance Collaborative, which offers free legal help in the aftermath of a disaster, and has been helping to coordinate legal services related to the COVID-19 crisis as well. Carol Kahn is the Director of Public Service Programs for the Lawyer Referral and Information Service of the Bar Association of San Francisco, serving San Francisco and Marin counties, as well as the Alternative Dispute Resolutions Program. Alma Rosales is the Associate Executive Director and Human Rights Manager of the San Mateo County Bar Association, overseeing a lawyer referral service, community law night, and other community affairs programs. Also from the San Mateo County Bar Association, tonight's co-host on the Executive Director of the San Mateo County Bar Association, Deborah Kemper. To all my guests and my co-host alike, welcome to Your Legal Rights.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you so much.
You know, I really wanted to start with a real basic question. What kinds of things have you guys been seeing of late? I mean, there's a few areas that I expect that we all think you would probably see a lot of in this time of pandemic and shelter in place and the like. But some of the things you may be seeing may be less than obvious. So what kinds of stuff has been really knocking at the door?
Why don't we start with Tila?
Sure. Really, I think the biggest problems we're hearing that folks have are employment and housing-related questions. Housing-related questions because tenants are confused or they can't pay their rent. Landlords are struggling to pay their mortgages if people aren't paying their rent. There are questions about mortgage payments and foreclosures as well. And then on the employment side, obviously, there's folks out of work who need to apply for unemployment. There's folks who need to understand when they can be forced to go back to work or what the constraints are. So lots and lots of, and when you can go on leave through the new acts the Congress passed. So I think those two areas are probably the big ones. What else have you all seen?
Carol?
There's all of that, and as well as, estate planning, that's definitely come into more focus now for some obvious reasons. And I'll say, too, that generally speaking, we've also seen some family law situations or situations in which families are together and maybe there are conflicts going on there, maybe, in fact, domestic violence and other more serious issues. So we're also seeing these kinds of matters present for sure. And I would expect, if we look forward to trends, the housing market right now is in somewhat of a more, it's in moratorium, and we have a stall on some of that in terms of evictions. But that said, when that moratorium is no longer in effect, what we can expect moving forward is a lot of need, even increased need for eviction defense and resolving landlord-tenant disputes, both in the residential and commercial arena as well as business bankruptcy and other kinds of situations that we have seen before in times of economic recession as well.
And Alma, how is San Mateo doing?
Well, San Mateo is also getting a lot of interesting calls. And one of the things that we do notice a lot is the employment law. Employment law is one of the biggest issues right now, where there are a lot of people getting either laid off or furloughed, and they don't know what their rights are right now, especially with this pandemic going on. So that's what we've been seeing lately.
And I think that you could probably anticipate another wave of employment law referrals coming in now that things are starting to reopen. And maybe reopening early, people are going to be asking the questions about just how protected they are. And do they have to come into work if they don't feel safe? And exactly what's going on? And if those haven't been coming in, they're about to hit pretty hard, I would think.
Yes, we are anticipating those to come in. So we are working with our attorneys as well to make sure that they have the right answers, or they have answers.
So a lot of attorneys aren't necessarily in the offices right now. But are you dialed in with attorneys that are ready to assist, ready to jump in, even if they're doing some of their work remotely?
I would
hands, but I'll jump to Carol. You're unmuted.
Almost everything that we're doing right now is online via Zoom consultation, and then from there phone calls and otherwise. But we don't see too terribly much clients meeting with lawyers in offices. That can happen with social distancing and masks and the recommended guidelines, of course. But I do think we're seeing a trend which has already been happening in the legal industry to move more online. And now, obviously, in this current circumstance, that offers the protections needed at the same time that more and more people are more comfortable online as well.
So one of the areas you mentioned, which is, I think, a great starting point, because it's probably, I would think, the largest area that you're all seeing in referrals, is landlord-tenant and people that can't pay the rent and they're having to deal with the landlords. And we can all anticipate what some of the problems are, and we've actually done a show on that, about people that can't pay their rent or how to defer it. Is getting a lawyer always, well, I won't say the best way to go, but is it the only way to go to try to resolve this?
No, it isn't. So let's hear from Carol about that.
Well, I definitely want to let everyone know that, the legal system is one method by which to access resolution. And we talk a lot about access to justice, which we know has a profound problem in it, which is that the affordability of legal services is very difficult for most of us, and that alternatives to litigation, alternatives to the adversarial legal system, are also available. And so in this instance, especially now, when the courts have been closed, and adjudication of differences and resolution by nature is taking a different route, I do want to let our listeners know about mediation as one of the very constructive ways by which to reach resolution when differences and conflicts erupt. And through the Bar Association of San Francisco's Alternative Dispute Resolution Program, we have a specific grant-funded program for free housing dispute resolution through dispute resolution techniques like mediation, which also includes a longer spectrum of mediated techniques to bring people into conversation with one another, to bring down the temperature, to de-escalate, what otherwise can escalate quickly, as tensions not only are available right in front of someone in their daily lives, but also the tensions pressing in from the outside COVID pandemic. So we work very constructively and compassionately with people who are very much stuck in a rock and a hard place, having lost their job, being covered for the moment, perhaps with not having to pay rent, but that doesn't mean they won't have to make up that rent payment later. So working out payment plans, working out what that looks like as a schedule, and also for landlords too, who are in very difficult circumstances where they may fall into foreclosure if they can't make that mortgage payment because the rent isn't being paid and so on. So as neutrals, with professional neutrals, we can accommodate a conversation with both sides. And I just want to make listeners aware that that is an available resource, and there are mediation services available through the bar and through other programs.
Are there similar programs available, similar alternative dispute resolution? And again, we're talking within landlord-tenant now at the other bar associations?
In Alameda County, we don't actually have an alternative dispute resolution program, but we do refer folks out. There are lots of mediators who work either with the court or outside of the court. There's also a great program called SEEDS, which is a community-based conflict resolution program, which is great for the kinds of conflicts like my roommate and I now can't get along now that we have to be so close together all the time, or my neighbor and I are fighting.
I would have thought you would be such an easy person to get along with that we wouldn't have to hear about.
You would think so. I will say just a note about landlord-tenant and coming to terms. This is a very odd time. But I would just remind folks that while the moratoriums are in effect, there is no requirement by any tenant that they sign a payment, a plan, or agreement. So some landlords we are hearing about are going to tenants and saying, well, you have to sign this. You haven't paid the rent. You do not have to sign that. So I just obviously, if you're in a position where your landlord is making demands on you, we really encourage you to call one of the lawyer referral services or make avail yourself of one of the free services we'll tell you about. But just to know that there's no need to rush along to these agreements that are getting pushed.
Alma, Deborah, what kind of programs do we have in San Mateo County? I think you're muted, Deborah.
San Mateo County has ADR programs through their court system. So you can go and do real estate, landlord, tenant through the courts. And we also have individual mediators that work for the Bar Association.
One thing our listeners might have noticed is that the approaches tend to be a little different from place to place. But everybody seems to be working so well together. And what listeners mightn't know is that the services that each of you offer tend to be geographically centered in certain areas. And you're all, in essence, working together and comparing notes from time to time. And it's a very constructive relationship. It's not competition. Is that a fair
That's
statement?
Absolutely.
That's a fair statement.
Completely fair statement, as it should be. Everybody needs the competency and resiliency of referral programs that know what they're doing, Bay Area wide, and that we are centered for rendering public service with that of highest commitment to the public.
And when we talked about those geographic origins, I mean, San Francisco Bar, the Bar Association of San Francisco, isn't limited to San Francisco. It's San Francisco and Marin.
The lawyer referral service component of the Bar Association does service both Marin County and San Francisco counties specifically. But we all work in concert around the Bay Area to refer people to the local jurisdiction that's best suited for their legal issue. So, depending on where things are happening or where you may need to access the courts, we cross-refer one to one another all the time.
You might have a residence in San Francisco, but a slip and fall in San Mateo. And so the San Francisco Bar Association would refer you to San Mateo County Bar. In addition to these counties working together, San Francisco, Alameda, and Contra Costa, we work together with the whole state in conjunction with all county bars. We all communicate together and frequently discuss issues.
Tabora, maybe it would be helpful if you just explained what a bar association is and what a lawyer referral service is.
Oh, man. Okay. So a bar association can be a voluntary bar, or it can be a state bar, a mandatory bar. A state bar, in our case in California, is a mandatory bar that requires anyone who passes the bar exam to belong to that bar. And our bars are voluntary bars. We're county bars. And there are other bars, which could be specialty bars, like the Queen's Bench or Charles Houston Bar. And those bars have a special kind of member, a member that identifies with that bar association. At the county bars, we focus on providing services to members of our county. And we try not to cross into jurisdictions that don't belong to us, but occasionally that happens. So in the San Mateo County Bar Association's case, we also provide services to people in Santa Clara when it comes to the lawyer referral service.
So let's talk a little bit about lawyer referral services. For example, we see ads on TV from big firms. Why shouldn't we just jump on that?
Carol?
Everybody is smiling.
Well, a couple of things I think the public should definitely be aware of is that the lawyer referral services through the bar associations represented on this program and throughout the state of California, of which there are 38 certified lawyer referral programs. And the certification piece is important. That's actually certification through the California State Bar Association under rules approved by the California Supreme Court to operate a lawyer referral service, a certified lawyer referral service in the state of California. And what that means for the public is that there are certain consumer protections that are in place that make it really different when you contact a certified lawyer referral program versus, you know, answering that 1-800 number on television. And the difference is that the Bar Association takes very seriously the vetting of the qualifications of the lawyers that it refers to. It also requires that all the lawyers carry malpractice insurance. It also requires that all the lawyers be in good standing with the state bar, meaning no previous records of discipline. It also is your guide on the side. It also is there to help support you as a legal services consumer in your journey to resolve your legal matter. So if there's anything that comes up that you're confused about, or there are questions you may have, or the lawyer for whatever reason may not have returned your call right away, whatever happens, you can always, lean back again onto, you know, contact the lawyer referral program and say, hey, the lawyer that you referred me to, I'm not sure. I have some questions. We'd be happy to help guide and support that working relationship as to its conclusion. So there's a lot of difference between contacting the lawyer referral service and getting referred to a competent, ethical lawyer and who's insured and otherwise is doing quality service versus other advertising online or on television where attorneys can say who they are and what they do, but again, recognize that that is advertising for their services as opposed to an objective, independent set of criteria around the quality and experience of that lawyer.
And, Can I add to that as well? Sometimes you don't necessarily need an attorney to solve your issues or your problems. Sometimes you just need information, just general information. And you can always call the lawyer referral service, and we will do our best to try to guide you in that direction. We won't be able to give you any legal advice, but we at least can point you in the right direction. If it's something to deal with Social Security, you might not need an attorney, but you do need to talk to somebody that deals with Social Security, a program, another nonprofit organization. And so we are very informative with our community-based programs that we would definitely be able to refer you to if need be.
And I'm going to jump in and say something that I bet none of you really feel comfortable saying, but it's something we all know. Some of those ads are for specific firms, and it's literally their outreach, whether it's an ad on TV or a phone book ad or whatever, that's them reaching out to try to attract people that have the kind of cases they want to perform. But an awful lot of those ads we see on TV are nothing but a referral service, not a certified law referral service, but one that basically shares advertising. We have an 800 number with a nice catch to it. So when you call that number, we want a lawyer in these different geographic areas. So if you pay us so much money, you'll get those calls. It doesn't necessarily mean the lawyers are vetted. It doesn't mean they carry malpractice insurance. It certainly doesn't mean that they're certified as specialist by the Board of Legal Specialization of the State Bar. It just means that they pay to share in the advertising. And that's the worst of all worlds.
It doesn't even mean that they are near you or have an interest in solving your case either.
There is that.
Or I would add, experienced in the local rules of the jurisdiction where the matter might be pending. So
yes.
There's lots of those other variables unknown in the background. Correct.
I think this is one of those difficult moments where we're trying to at one time tell you, you know, just like there are bad plumbers and shoddy carpenters out there, there can be bad and shoddy or at least disinterested lawyers out there. Well, at the same time, there are lots of great lawyers who are smart and know their stuff and are committed, and they, you know, are excellent at what they do. And so the trick for you, just like looking for a contractor or a plumber or anything that you're looking for, the trick is to figure out how to find the good ones, right? So sometimes if you're looking for a contractor, you might go to Angie's List, which I've never gone to, so I can feel free to mention it, or one of those other, publications. What you want to do when you're looking for a lawyer is go to a local lawyer referral service. Because that's where you're going to get the screening and the quality control.
And I also want to add to that, thank you, Tila, that in California, we're one of a few states that actually protects the communication that a consumer makes with a certified lawyer referral program. So all that information, whatever it is, and whatever questions you might be asked by staff at a lawyer referral service, is all protected and confidential communication. And the reason for that is that we want you to be able to speak freely about that which is obviously of concern, so that we can get to you to the most appropriate qualified attorney to assist you. And so just a quick mention that I think a lot of people know that attorney-client privilege exists, where matters discussed between a client and an attorney are protected communications, but also wanted the public to be aware that any communication to a certified lawyer referral service is also protected under the law in California.
So talk to me a little bit about the lawyer referral tell me about legal services through the local bar association, what that's all about.
Well, so most of us bars, tend to do two different kinds of legal services. So as we've been discussing, we run a lawyer referral service. So you need a lawyer to help you with your divorce or to help you deal with a car accident you had. You call us. We're going to connect you with a lawyer, sometimes a couple of lawyers for you to choose from, who are very qualified in that area. You and those lawyers are going to work out whatever the payment is. We can give you an estimate of what their hourly rates generally are, but it's between you and the lawyer. You pay them going forward. Then many of us also run pro bono programs or referred out to pro bono programs. So those are programs for low-income people where we offer free legal services in a variety of ways. And often we're doing it with the help of volunteer attorneys that we've recruited who are who have agreed to help out of the goodness of their heart. So usually, I think for all three of us, you're going to get connected to that if you start with the lawyer referral service. That's your kind of right door to enter, and then we can funnel you to the right, either the right nonprofit that can help you or our own pro bono programs that can serve you.
And to that end, you've also been very helpful in providing attorneys when we have Call a Lawyer Night, which I hope to be resuming later this summer. Similarly, in actually giving guests on the air that could give precise legal advice. You're listening to Your Legal Rights on KALW 91.7 FM in San Francisco. I'm Jeff Hayden. Tonight, executives of the local bar associations are here to tell you where you can get help out there. That is the executives of the Bar Association of San Francisco, the Alameda County Bar Association, and the San Mateo County Bar Association, all here to talk to you about where you can get help in this time of great need. If you have questions for my guest, our phone number is 415-841-4134. That's 415-841-4134. If you're outside of the local dialing area, call us toll free at 866-798-8255. That's 866-798-8255. And as always, you can call regarding any question on tonight's topic, really anything about where to get help on much of anything that's going on right now. You're not limited to anything we've been talking about at the moment. And some of our guests at some times may have the specific answers and not have to refer you up. Let me turn it to Michael from Pacifica. Michael, welcome to Your Legal Rights.
Thank you very much. I was a gig worker. I drove for Lyft and Uber before that, and then and I applied for the Social Security or the EDD benefits, and it took about three times for me to complete it, but I finally got it completed, and they sent me a thing like a notice of they got my claim, and within 3 days or within the next week they would be sending me a packet with a whole bunch of stuff in it, and I've never gotten anything from them. I've never heard from them, and none of their offices are open, so I can go there. I contacted one of our assemblymen, and they were trying to help, but they never got anywhere, so I'm wondering if you have any advice.
Michael, this is Tila from Alameda County. I'm sorry to hear you've been struggling with that. Just to be clear, you are entitled to pandemic unemployment insurance and possibly regular unemployment insurance, the topic of gig workers being still very vibrant in the courts, but you're definitely entitled. Unfortunately, we're hearing this a lot because the unemployment offices are completely overwhelmed, just to give them the benefit of the doubt, and they just, you know how many people are applying for unemployment. I have to say my advice to you is twofold. One is you can find some great resources at the website Legal Aid at Work. They're an organization that only does employment law, and they have a whole bunch of great fact sheets and resources. The other, and I hate to say this, is I think you have to just keep calling and like hitting redial and sending emails and sending comments. And I've heard from people who have tried like literally for days before they finally got through. So I don't have a great solution other than that, and I'm not sure that really that getting a lawyer would help you here, because it's just about being persistent. Although if you wanted to pay someone to do that for you, you could certainly.
I just have a feeling no one's on their phone.
I get it. They are there, but they're just completely swamped. And, you know, it just depends which office you're dealing with, probably what the level of customer service is. But in fairness to them, they are probably both overwhelmed and a little frustrated by themselves with the whole system. So I would encourage you to just be persistent.
And just to echo that a bit further, I mean, there are reports that the offices in the state are woefully low on the staff needed to match the increased demand. And they're literally looking for thousands of workers to come and assist those offices. So,
there's no place for me to walk into and say,
yeah,
what's going on?
Yeah, exactly. That's one of the difficulties.
Frustrating.
What was the name of that office?
Michael, stay on the line with us for just a moment. We'll be back in just a moment. You're listening to Your Legal Rights on KALW 91.7 FM in San Francisco. We'll be back right after this.
Support for KALW is provided by the Bar Association of San Francisco. If you live in San Francisco or Marin County, the Bar Association's lawyer referral service can arrange for you to meet with an attorney experienced in the area of law related to your situation. Call 415-989-1616 or visit sfbar.org for more information.
So, Michael, are you still with us?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't mean to cut you off, but we did have to break FCC and all that. If you want to go ahead.
So I just want to say that the website is legalaidatwork.org.
Okay. All right, I'll look into them.
All right, good luck to you.
Yeah, they're forcing me to become homeless. Okay, seems like.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for your help. I appreciate it.
Okay, good luck.
All righty, and thank you for joining us in Your Legal Rights. So it's you can hear the frustration about people are finding it hard to find the right places to go right now, given the there's a lot of need, but especially in the workplace, landlord, tenant, and the like. What are some of the differences between going to the bar, for example, and going to a free clinic?
Sometimes bars have free clinics that we put on. So, and we know generally all the free clinics in our area and other territories because we share. So it's good to go to the bar to get the information to begin with. And do you want to know what free clinics do versus our lawyer referral services?
And we actually have a caller also.
Okay. So just in a nutshell, the lawyer referral service attorney will help you resolve the case, and the free clinic attorney will point you in the right direction and give you as much advice as they can at the time.
And then ultimately, my understanding is that the local bars will partner with others so that there's a free clinic that could provide help for people and the like. You will help steer them in those directions to get them those resources.
Correct.
Yep, that's right.
Kolya, you're on the air. Welcome to Your Legal Rights. And I hope I got your name correct.
Hi. Yeah, it's Kolya. I just have one question. It's a little bit off topic, but it's a bit legal stuff. If somebody sues and they have somebody that comes out to serve a subpoena, and you have a gate on the door, and they try to throw the, you know, the letter through the grill. Is that considered accepted, you know, the recept, or is it, do you actually have to have it in the physical human hand of the recipient?
Let me ask you to describe that a little better.
You're the lawyer here.
Well, I'm not the only lawyer here, but I was going to say, before anybody answers your call, your question, when you're describing a gate, is this a gate to your property, or is this a gate to your, you know, in front of your front door? Give us a little more description so we can envision what you mean.
Okay, we live in a duplex house that, you know, the house comes right to the property line by the sidewalk. And there we have a metal security gate and the little tiny porch-like thing into the main door. And it's very thin vertical bars. So you can't reach in, but you could put a letter through it, you know, like a subpoena letter, and just toss it on the ground. Is that considered delivered, or do you actually have to put it in the person's hand that you need to serve?
And it may not make the difference, but are you describing a situation where you're inside the door looking out at the, you know, looking out from the open door, pointing at the person that's neener, or are you talking about a situation where they just walk by and throw it through the grate and you're not even home? Or tell us a little bit.
I'm talking about a situation by the sidewalk and you don't open the gate, you know, you don't want to touch the subpoena, and they just toss it in.
With that much information, Tila, you look like you've been ready to answer this question. You're busting at the seams.
No, maybe not busting, but caveat, none of us can give you legal advice, so we're only giving you as much information as we have. You know, there are different kinds of service of process. You can serve somebody by mail, you can serve them by posting it on a wall, you can serve them by handing it handing something to them, and it makes a difference what's required. But whether it's personal service or not to do that, my guess is that all of this stuff turns on whether you're avoiding service. If somebody is not at home or is hiding in the back room and the service process server looks at a blank house and says, I think I'll just dump this here, that is not service, right? But that is not personal service. But If I'm standing here looking at Deborah and she says to me, Tila, I've got a subpoena for you, and I say, I'm not taking that from you, babe. You can put it where the sun don't shine. Then, and she drops it on the floor. She has a pretty good case that she served me because I was avoiding service. And you can't do that. But, I mean, in the end, I'll tell you what we generally tell people, which is that avoiding service is just postponing the inevitable. The person's going to serve you, and I don't know about you personally, but the people are going to get served eventually. And we usually suggest when we're speaking to clients that they just accept the service, because what you want, you have plenty of other opportunities to say your piece. Also, I will say that, and Carol helped me, reminded me of this, that the California courts in this moment have actually authorized electronic service of process as well. So there are lots of options, which only means it's the inevitable.
I see. I'm just trying to get general information anyway.
Sure, sure.
Okay, well, you have a good day. Be safe and be well. Thank you.
All righty. Take care.
Sure. And thank you for joining us in your legal rights. One of the things that you all mentioned earlier was talking about certified, being a certified lawyer referral service. Who does that certifying, and just what does it mean?
Carol?
Well, I think we went through some of this before, but just quickly, we're certified by the State Bar of California, which has rules around what a lawyer referral service is in the state of California. You cannot operate a lawyer referral service in the state of California without certification. And that certification has a bevy of consumer protections associated with it. So again, as we were talking about, we vet the experience and quality of the lawyers. We make sure they have and carry malpractice insurance. We also monitor the quality of the services that they provide, along with being a hub for all kinds of information around other resources, legal resources, agencies, governmental entities, community-based organizations, pro bono help, and so on. And that the first mission of a lawyer referral service is public, is serving the community, is serving the public.
And with that, let me turn it to Tiasha in San Francisco. Welcome to Your Legal Rights.
Oh, hi there. Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, actually, I'm calling on behalf of my parents, and they are in their 90s, and they've worked really, really hard all their lives, and they have they had a coffee shop, and they leased it to someone whom I think wrote a very bad terms or some very bad terms for the lease. And I looked at the lease, and with each successive year, the amount of increase is less. And it said it will be, let me see, it's going to renew itself on the same terms every 5 years. Now, I searched the internet, and I believe the elder abuse law will not pertain to this because it's been over 2 years. So what can I do to help them, please?
And being that this is San Francisco, let me turn it first to Carol. Where could she find some resources for this?
So, again, this has to do with the realm of landlord-tenant, and there are a number of resources available for that. It really depends on how you want to approach the situation. Again, we talked a little bit about how to have a conversation with a professional neutral that can help facilitate what needs to be discussed and hopefully get to a resolution. There are also counseling organizations that can provide some initial free information. There are consultations with landlord-tenant attorneys through lawyer referral programs. Again, it's a low-cost proposition at a Bar Association Lawyer Referral Service. You know, $35 or so, that gets you that initial consultation for legal advice. You really want to, these are very technical issues as well. You really want to get what information you can, you know, both on the legal side and otherwise. But a lot of these kinds of matters truly can start with a conversation.
Okay. I do want to ask you a specific thing. It said shall be renewed. Is a shall, it does that mean must, or is it negotiable? Shall be renewed every 5 years.
Yeah, that's usually a mandate. That's usually a must, generally speaking. But it really depends on what else is available to you in terms of your lease.
Yeah, usually leases have a termination provision.
There's no way to break the lease in any manner or form.
No. So don't hear that, because the lease has probably got many clauses in it, and you're reading us the one. I think it's worth it for you to get somebody to read the lease over for you, whether so I would suggest you start by calling the San Francisco Lawyer Referral Service. Mm-hmm. And have a initial consultation, and then you can get someone to read over the whole lease.
Yeah.
Oh, you mentioned that there were some organizations. Can you name some, please?
Well, for example, the Bar Association of San Francisco Lawyer Referral Service is at 415-989-1616. Uh-huh. You can certainly call there and get an initial consultation by telephone.
Yeah.
With an attorney who can help you. You know, you can send the lease via email and so on. It really is important to read the entire document before any kind of conclusions are drawn.
Okay, but you're saying shall really is a mandate, huh?
Well, you really got to see that, like Tila so rightly pointed out. You really got to see that in the context of the entire lease, uh-huh. What termination clause is there, what other kinds of things. It's not that someone can't break a lease. It's just, what are the consequences if you do? And some of that is governed usually by what kinds of terms are in the lease. So you just want to be sure that you are fully understanding what your options are, uh-huh. On that legal contract. And that's exactly what a lawyer can help you understand. So that's certainly one resource, for sure.
Uh-huh. I'm sorry, I have to throw in another complication. What if they haven't been paying the rent since August, and they're attributing that because of COVID-19, their profits have gone down, but that they started not paying in August?
Right. So this is where we just have to say, unfortunately, in this case, the eviction moratoriums are still in effect.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, I think those are all excellent reasons for you to chat with a lawyer. We told the last caller he didn't need a lawyer. I think you probably need a consult with a lawyer.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your advice. And thank you, Jeff Hayden, for your show.
And thank you very much. That's very kind of you to say that. Thank you.
Yeah, I think it's really, really good. And I know those were big shoes to fill, but you have filled them. So,
thank you so much. And thank you for joining us tonight on Your Legal Rights. Let me turn it to Moon in San Francisco. Welcome to Your Legal Rights.
Hi, thanks for taking my call. So I'm a sole proprietor in San Francisco, and I just had to give notice at my office that I'll be closing my practice, and gave them 30 days notice, and I've been renting there for 11 years, so probably forgot what my lease stipulates, but they're saying a 60-day notice. And I'm just wondering, can a landlord require a 60-day notice in California?
So, unfortunately, Moon, and in the commercial tenant, landlord-tenant context, there are very few restrictions on what a lease can say.
Mm-hmm.
I will say that there is an organization called Start Small, Think Big, which offers, has a free advice program for low and middle income, business owners, small business owners. And they are, of course, seeing many, many, many lease renegotiation and exit, problems. And, I would really strongly suggest that you go. Their website has all their information and some resources there.
Okay.
Usually these things are a negotiation.
I would think so. I mean, I've been paying rent since like March when I had to close my practice because I'm legally not allowed to work right now. Mm-hmm. And this is going to go on for a while, and it just seems like I have to stop the hemorrhaging, and I'm a subtenant, so I'm not even the main, I'm not the leaseholder of my office space. I'm a subtenant, and it just seems like 60 days is excessive.
So Moon, I'd like to also just recommend to you that we are doing merchant commercial lease mediations through the Bar Association of San Francisco's conflict intervention service. We've done, you're not alone. There are a lot of people mm-hmm. in your situation. And it is, as Tila points out, a negotiation. And that can be a negotiation that happens through a mediated set of conversations. So there's really almost no downside to having that dialogue facilitated. I certainly okay. can recommend that if you want. The number is 415-782-8940.
8940?
Correct.
Okay. Great. Thanks for your help. I appreciate it.
You're so welcome. Thanks for the call.
And thank you for joining us in Your Legal Rights. Yes, I actually found myself muted just now. So we've talked about a bit about landlord-tenant and some of the alternative places that people might go for services for landlord-tenant. Let's talk about some of the other areas that where people are having problems, such as commercial litigation. We did a little bit of that in our show on May 13th. And Moon, if you have a chance, you might want to go back and listen to that online. We did talk a little bit about frustration and whether, you know, the commercial frustration, whether that helps you with problems with your lease. But what are some of the other alternative dispute resolution programs that might be set up in one way or another for some of the things that are popping up right now, whether it's the family law ones or the zoning between neighbors, neighbors that decided they hate each other or things like that. What are the programs that are set up in place right now?
The employment arena is also a very robust area for alternative, for mediation, for mediated conversation. All the area, you know, this is alternative to litigation. This is an alternative to an adversarial or otherwise court process. It's just sort of strictly the definition. And it can be deployed with skilled professionals in many of the areas of law that, you know, relate to people's circumstances. And certainly family law is one of them, along with employment law and, of course, housing-related issues, as we've been discussing, not to mention all kinds of business partnership disputes and other kinds of, you know, there's conflict. A professional neutral can engage in that process to resolve that conflict. So certainly through the Bar Association of San Francisco, we have over 30 areas of practice that are represented for a mediated solution.
And then, of course, you have the lawyer referral service to go back to if the mediation doesn't work.
Yeah, and you can do both. You know, you can hire an attorney and have a mediation. That's what is best. You can consult with a lawyer and learn a little bit about your situation under the law. And you can come then on your own to a mediation. However that works, again, and if the mediation, for whatever reason, isn't successful, although largely they tend to be, it doesn't interrupt any other avenue for resolution like the courts or litigation.
Before I jump to the other bar associations and what you might suggest, I want to take a call from Alicia in Berkeley. Welcome to Your Legal Rights.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I'm an elderly woman, and the COVID phenomenon is really making me realize that I need to go over my will, and I'm interested in perhaps creating a revocable trust. And I took a class on it, and the teacher mentioned that there's a way that you can put your home into some kind of vehicle where when you die, the ownership of the home automatically reverses or goes to your children. And I think it's something about death deed or something like that. But she said that it was a new thing in California, and that not all lawyers really know about it or approve of it, or there's some controversy about it. And I wondered, how would I find a lawyer who is really familiar with it and could help me?
Tila, this seems to have you're still on mute, and this seems to have your name all over it.
No, you know, my colleagues are all saying that, but really, you know what the answer is going to be is that we really, again, you need a lawyer, and you should call the lawyer referral service. This is a great opportunity for me to mention that just you do have to be really careful. And what happens when you call any referral service, the one in San Mateo, the one in San Francisco, ours in Alameda, other counties mostly have them, you will get a chance to chat briefly, you know, for maybe 20 minutes or half an hour with the lawyer that you meet with. And you're welcome to ask that question and say, you know, I'm looking for someone who knows about this particular new provision, and what do you think about it? And you'll have a chance to say, I like this person, and they seem to know what they're talking about, or no, this person doesn't even know what I'm talking about, and thank you very much, goodbye. So I think that will be really important. Deborah?
Okay, so, you know, the person who I talk to who's referring me to the lawyer wouldn't know that in advance. I mean, wouldn't know to refer me to somebody who is familiar with it.
No, Tina,
I'm just sort of imagining making lots and lots of calls before I actually
find somebody. If you told us that's what you were looking for specifically, we would check with our attorneys before referring you off. You won't be making lots of calls.
Okay.
That's the beauty of going to a lawyer referral service.
Referral service will be up for you at the time.
And I want to say one more thing about that. You said you were an elderly woman. You know, I don't want to ask your age because, you know, that's not cool. But I do want to let you know that the San Mateo County Bar Association has a program, and I think the other bars may also offer different programs for preparing wills for senior citizens. A simple will, you may get one prepared for free in San Mateo.
Yeah.
Although I want to say that what she's talking about is not exactly a simple will. So, I think if you tell us what you want and we will go looking for it, and you will have a chance to decide if you feel good about the lawyer before you proceed.
The good thing about the lawyer referral service, also that if you don't like the attorney, if you don't like the conversation, if you don't like anything when speaking to this attorney, you can always call back and we will be more than happy to re-refer you to another attorney. So you don't have to stick to the one person that you're referred to. You have other options. You can always get a second opinion or even a third opinion if you wish.
Thanks so much. And thank you for the program. This is a great program. I've been listening to it for years.
Thank you so much for sharing that with us. One last question, which I think needs to be added to the mix. What do you charge for lawyer referral?
So every bar association charges a fee. It's a nominal fee. It's not a crazy fee, at least I don't think so. So for the San Mateo County Bar Association, we do charge a $35 non-refundable fee, and we provide you an attorney's contact information, and that would cover your initial consultation with the attorney.
Would it be about the same in Alameda?
Yes, it's about the same, and I think, yeah, I mean, most of us are about that. And often we'll have a lower fee if the person is very low income. So.
And Carol, is it about the same in San Francisco?
Yeah, Bay Area-wide, the Bar Association referral programs are basically offering a very modest fee for an initial consultation, and that fee goes to help support the program and its operations. So that's usually the arrangement, but it also affords access to lawyers for people at a very, very fair price.
Well, I was hoping to give you each a couple minutes for any last thoughts, but we don't have that. We have about a total of about 2 minutes left. Would one of you like to jump in and do it for everybody?
I don't know if I want to do it for everybody, but I'll be quick. I just want to make sure that everybody on this call knows that we have services at our bar associations that are willing to waive fees if you are unemployed and affected by COVID-19 severely. You call and you talk to us and explain that to us.
And I see you nodding, Tila. Do you have the same type of a program?
Yes, we do. And I guess I'd like to just say in closing that you can find any of us just by Googling the name of the county and lawyer referral. That's an easy way to find us. You can also find a lot of free information relating to COVID-19 at COVID-19freelegalhelp.org, COVID-19freelegalhelp.org. And that is part of our disaster legal services website. At that site, you'll find fact sheets and videos on employment, landlord-tenant, many other issues that we've talked about today, as well as help in doing a simple will. So check it out.
And most of us are also available by calling 211.
That's true.
That's something new. So you can call 211 and actually say, I need a lawyer, and they'll come to you.
And they will ask you where you are located and find us.
You've been listening to Your Legal Rights on KALW 91.7 FM in San Francisco. Our guests tonight have been executives of the local bar associations. That's the Bar Association of San Francisco, the Alameda County Bar Association, and the San Mateo County Bar Association, all of whom have been here to tell you where you can go for help, who's there to help you in this time of need. To each of my guests, Alma Rosales, Carol Kahn, Deborah Kemper, Tila Chalmers, thank you all for joining us tonight. I was going to say, I thought I just said three names. Thank you all for joining us. Thanks to each of your associations for the longstanding partnership you've maintained with this show for many, many years. Your legal rights will be back next week at our new time once again at 6 o'clock. For Debbie Kennedy at the controls, I'm Jeff Hayden. Our thanks to you for listening. Be safe and have a good night.
Support for KLW is provided by the Bar Association of San Francisco. If you live in San Francisco or Marin County, the Bar Association's lawyer referral service can arrange for you to meet with an attorney experienced in the area of the law related to your situation. Call 415-989-1616 or visit sfbar.org for more information.